Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's
Tuesday,
the 8th of April. This is the news. Pete Doherty's been banged up.
Why?
For breaking the terms of his bail.
And what were the terms of his bail?
Well, I just read a headline. It's breaking news. I haven't got a full story on it. The other news is that the verdicts in the Diana inquest has come out, and it turns out
it was Prince Philip.
It was an accident. Oh. An accident that could have been prevented.
What, with hindsight?
With hindsight, yeah. Exactly.
It's a funny thing about accidents, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm. But the Metro have actually done quite a good thing here, where they've done a list of the things that we found out during the inquiry that we didn't necessarily know before, and they're quite good.
Okay.
Number one, that MI6 shops at Harrods and buys hampers there. The Duke of Edinburgh.
I like that you said that by accident.
Well, it's because the Duke of Edinburgh used an old-fashioned typewriter in which the letter E was missing, and he fills it in with ink.
That's like Misery.
I didn't like lots of it. It's often a clue because old-fashioned typewriters, they're like a fingerprint. They all have their own little individual quirks that you can. You see, if someone writes a blackmail letter on a typewriter, Miss Marple will always work out which typewriter it was.
But is it just Miss Marple, or could you be a detective as well?
A Poirot, Veronica Mars.
I think you should set up a little agency.
You're always saying this.
Well,
Mohammed Al-Fayed spends time in a special tent pitched on the lawn of his castle in Scotland. The princess, I believe that's me, Princess Diana, cooked her own microwave meals. That's just a depressing one in many ways. The fact that they think it's shocking that someone else didn't cook a microwave meal for her. As if you pay someone to, you know, put something in the microwave for you.
Oh, I wonder what she had.
I reckon probably a lean cuisine.
Lean cuisine?
Yeah, lean cuisine spaghetti.
I reckon she'd pig out on a family-sized lasagna. She just eats a lot. Plus a bag of salad as well.
Undertakers, Leverton and Sons, keep a special hermetically sealed coffin at the ready in case a member of the royal family dies suddenly abroad. Sinister.
And what kind of coffin?
Hermetically sealed. So like, cling film, not cling, yeah, yeah, cling film. That's not the thing I'm thinking of, but it'll do. So you could like laminate someone.
Hang on, let's just move this. Better.
Oh, that was it really.
So the verdict is?
It was unlawful killing, but accident, essentially. No one's
and
going
what,
to get
what Salfire said, presumably he's alright with that.
He's livid! He says he's going to probably have another. If we're going to take it to European court, and then the world court, and then the space court. He's still pursuing it, but hopefully he will shut up. I think if he's that annoyed about it, he should sell Harrods to me for £1 or so, and then bugger off back to wherever it was he'd come from, in
Egypt.
Well,
what would you do? Build four houses on it, then a hotel?
Yes.
Hope that I'd go and stay there.
Yeah. Me and my dog, we'd do that, yeah.
Mm. In my top hat, I'd go straight past you.
Trisha, from the TV show Trisha, has got cancer.
She's
as in cancer.
Where is it?
In her titties.
In her titties, which titties? Both titties are just one.
She seems like it's all under control. I imagine someone such as Trisha would have a medical on a regular basis. And she's going to love it, isn't she, as we discussed yesterday amongst ourselves.
Well, it's just another string to her bow, really, isn't
no,
it?
No, husband died of AIDS. Was it her husband died of AIDS? Someone died
Something
of AIDS.
Something like that, yeah. It's kind another thing bad. She can say, yeah, well, I've had my husband die of AIDS. I've had the cancer.
You.
I can relate to bloody anything, mate. Look at me fighting cancer. Fighting this, fighting that. I mean, I hope she gets better. I've nothing against her.
Well, I send up my well wishes to her, but if the same thing happened to Jeremy Kyle, I might not necessarily feel the same.
Well, if you got it up your bottom.
Yes, if you got bottom cancer.
He'd deserve it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yesterday there's a story about if there was a monkey and it was stressed out and you offered it cocaine for dinner, it'd go for cocaine. There's another monkey offering thing here today. If you give a monkey a choice of toys to play with between dolls, stuffed trucks, and stuffed trucks, stuffed animals, and dumper trucks. It likes to play with dumper trucks.
And stuffed trucks.
Not stuffed trucks. Not the Duke of Fashion.
That's twice you've done that.
I know. I told you I didn't get much sleep last night due to the foxes.
Foxes doing it in Michelle's garden. She was watching them. taking small videos on her mobile phone and trying to watch it back and try and make out what's happening.
I can tell you what I could make out. Nothing. So who is it who's doing all these experiments on monkeys where they get monkeys to choose things? Because I'd quite like to do that sort of job.
Get a you monkey. Should have a monkey detective agency.
The number one monkey detective agency. Genius.
Oh, we had an idea, didn't we, about, you know, the band The Corrs?
Yeah.
There's somebody out there who's a musician, so not me or you.
No.
Can you play an instrument?
The recorder?
Yeah, I did a bit of that. I can play EastEnders.
I did play the treble and the descant recorder.
Oh.
Two sorts of recorder I could play.
I just played the little one with the chewed top. But, somebody should start a band called The Corrs, spelled C-A-U-S-E.
It would cause all sorts of confusion in the Radio 2 department.
And it's also a good name for a band.
It is a good name for a band, yeah. It probably has been done.
Somewhere, you say that.
Somewhere in the world.
But if it's been done, time. It's not been done successfully, because we'd know about it.
Yeah, because we're bang up to date with our music.
Yeah.
There's some parrots and they can swear. It's quite funny. There's a parrot called Barney. He's a macaw. He's been teaching other parrots to swear. So now the three of them all sit around swearing like troopers all the time. They say fuck
How
off.
How exactly do troopers swear?
They swear like this: fuck off, bollocks, tits, fuck off, wankers. They would especially say that to a vicar. A trooper would, as did these parrots.
I've got some news.
Oh, bloody good to hear it. Because that's what this is about. You've given us some news.
Okay.
Get on with it.
Keep your wig on, you cunt.
It's not a wig.
Looks like one. Although, actually...
No one would buy a wig.
Well, wouldn't be so hard on yourself. Someone might. There is that wig shop, isn't there, in Finsbury Park, 3 for £5. Someone might get it for dressing up or something.
Really? A 3 for £5?
Mm-hmm.
That's worth it for dressing up.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got some news?
Yes! Fucking hell! The Bank of England...
Dairy Brother! Yep.
Has been trying to work out what to do about the credit crisis, and they've been talking to Mr. Alistair Darling, who's taken over from Gordon Brown as Chancellor, and Gordon Brown has taken over Tony Blair as Prime Minister, just so you know.
Right, that's the backstory.
That's the backstory. So what they're doing
previously in the government.
They're planning now.
Well, the government is filmed.
I've not had a letter back yet from Downing Street about...
Well, no, it probably takes a while to get through it. I thought you were going to do one every day.
I haven't been here. The Bank of England and the government are planning to take on from the banks will go to the government and say, right, I've got these 100 loans, they're all really dodgy, and the government's going to go, okay, hand them over.
So the government is going to take hold of everyone's debts?
They're going to take an awful lot of these dodgy debts.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What are those pigeons doing?
I don't really understand why the pigeons are there. I don't think there's a need for them to be there. But they're just saying that...
It's a little diagram.
They're going to cut down... Pigeons. It's expected that the interest rate is going to get cut by 0.25%. Because lots of people are starting to have their homes repossessed. Which isn't very good, is it?
No, it's not very good, Zina.
But... If you go back to think the last time there was a bit of a similar crash in the 90s, people owed lots of money, and all of a sudden, they're being chased for it.
What, now?
Now they're being chased for it.
Ooh.
Because if they don't chase for it now, it goes over a certain threshold that they won't be allowed to.
Oh, right.
So thousands of people are suddenly getting these letters, although the way it's been written in here, it's as if it's a bit mean on the people, when actually it is debt, isn't it?
Yes.
But then, if they were going to chase it, they should have done it in the last 15 years. Watch out for that. If it happens to you, contact the National Debt Line. You may not have to pay.
Madonna's in trouble. This time, for apparently she's entirely responsible for a new phenomenon in which countries in France and Spain, people in France and Spain are opting to get children, for a few brown kids from abroad instead of, you know, mongy ones from their own country. And it's Madonna's fault. It's called the Madonna effect. I don't think she can be held really entirely responsible for that sort of behaviour. More child news. Child slash attitude. Apparently, J-Lo has asked Tom Cruise to be the godfather to her twins. I suspect this is just a media-generated story. Her husband is against it, but she's asked. She's gone ahead. She's overruled him because she wears the pants in that family with a big butt. Anyway, she's asked Tom Cruise to be the godfather, which is weird because he
I've never seen them two together.
No, I've never seen them together. He's rich, though, so...
Not that I've ever seen either of them.
he's rich, so he would be a good godfather, and that's good prezzies and all.
But very bad godfather, in the sense of being a fucking freak.
He believes in aliens and all, so I don't know whether it's... he could legitimately take that role upon himself, or whether, you know, it's all part of brainwashing. There's a girl born with no kidneys. She's just had a transplant. She's been waiting for 4 years, but she's survived 4 years with no kidneys, which leads me to ask, what do kidneys do?
They give you an ache in your back, and they're for...
Isn't it cleaning out your blood, or is that your liver?
It's for...
I always think the liver and the kidneys do the same thing, which is take out water.
And yeah, actually, I think I've probably got the same idea of what they do.
We should find out. We should ask House.
Or somebody could... there's probably loads of doctors listen to this.
The sexy surgeons from that place we were talking about yesterday, who we gave a shout out to yesterday.
Yeah. Any surgeons or doctors...
Or nurses.
I imagine
if you're a nurse, you know what a kidney does. Not kidney dish.
Although, in today's society, when
they
don't know...
can't even spell kidney.
No. I'm a bit worried about this whole mayoral election.
Yeah.
I think if Boris gets in, it's an absolute disaster.
I agree.
An absolute fucking disaster. And I think there's a good chance that he will.
Do we need to vote tactically? Because I was thinking I'd vote for Sean Berry from the Green Party, because she's got nice hair. But I think I have to vote for Ken, don't I? I'm not against voting for Ken at all.
Well, you get two goes. You get first choice, second choice.
Oh, interesting.
So vote for Ken, first choice, second choice. Don't vote for Boris.
I'm not going to. I like Boris. He's an interesting fella.
I don't mind Boris.
He's not a leader of men.
But he's dangerous for London. Because he's a twit.
He is a twit.
And he's not in the real world.
The man has been charged for using assault with a deadly weapon when he threw a hedgehog at another fella. Hedgehog was dead when it was collected as evidence. Don't know if it was dead when he threw it, but it certainly left some puncture wounds. You can buy. Crooks, apparently, are trading stolen IDs and bank account information for as little as 50p in cyberspace crime supermarkets, which is not... it's quite cheap. So I was thinking of buying some, but actually, now I think about it, if you just sell bank account details, we could probably access loads of that. It's quite easy to just sell some off 50p. You know, it adds up.
Well, we could make, a fiver? And then if we had a 2-for-1 voucher from Wagamama, we could both have a...
free dinner.
Well, we could have a dinner for £2.50. Yeah, I don't know if it's worth it. some shares have gone down in the FTSE 100 index today. What's gone down is British Airways and Marks and Spencer's. Things that have gone up quite a lot, Rio Tinto and AstraZeneca. So look out for them.
You know, when I asked you if you'd looked at page 21 of the Metro today, This is for why. There's a football team.
Oh, I saw that over somebody's shoulder.
Yes, a Brazilian team made up of dwarves. They're called Gigantes do Norte.
Dunort, Giants of the North, and they're playing North Brazil against children's teams, which is not really very fair. But pretty exciting, eh? Why not?
Why not indeed? Why not indeed?
Now, I didn't buy this. I was tempted to, but I didn't want to give the Daily Mail the benefit of the doubt. There's an advert in the Metro saying, buy Daily Mail, how to feel back naked. On-screen Gotwine is TV's most lovable fashion expert, helping women accept their bodies. But backstage, there's one disgusted model. He's very different. Tempting, but I realised that I shouldn't do. I shouldn't believe them. And it probably would be a disappointment.
It'd probably be nothing. Most headlines, when you read the thing, it's in fact nothing.
The worst one is the Evening Standard for that.
It's terrible for that, isn't it?
Yeah. Did we discuss Shannon Matthews yesterday? Her mum done been arrested.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, it's the latest reports are that they're investigating inquiries made to the Madeleine McCann Fund for money on Shannon's behalf.
Mm.
So it almost sounds like she's gave the kid up, went, this is a good way to earn some money, Anna McCann's, and I might become a celebrity as well out of it.
Yeah.
Hide the kid. You just thought she'd have bed.
Like, put a different outfit on there if she's going to do that.
Could have made herself look a bit more respectable. Any more for any more?
Obviously, we don't know about what to put our money into, if we have any. Like, do you put it into shares? Do you put it into houses? No. Do you put it into the banks? No, it could collapse. Gold. You know how gypsies?
Yeah.
They don't have bank accounts. They carry it all with them in gold. So they wear lots of gold, jewels,
bling.
And when they go through a town, if they need some money, they'll go and sell a ring somewhere at a pawnbroker's, get some cash for the groceries. If somebody goes and makes some money, they'll go to a pawnbroker, buy a ring, take it with them. So they're always wearing it. And that's the safest thing to do. Also,
I'm not a big fan of gold ring.
Also, iPods.
right, that's the news.
And MP3s.
Chocolate teapots.
Don't be ridiculous.
Thanks for listening to Newsbooks, the newsy podcast. That was the news presented.
This is the news presented by
Michelle Kapinski
and Zina Kaplan. No, Zina Sissons.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, probably. Not really a good reason not to be, unless you have enough power outage.
Go on.
Unlikely. Bye.
Bye.